Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah, and the topic is Our Country in the Summer. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, the possessor of grace and bounty, continuous praise that lasts forever. Glory be to Him, glory be to Him, who enacted His wisdom in the alternation of the seasons and the days. يقلب الله الليل والنهار إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. Allah alternates the night and the day. Indeed, in that is a lesson for those who have vision. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, and we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. May Allah send His prayers and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow him. As for what follows, I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, to be grateful to him, and to appreciate his blessings. Allah the Exalted said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And fear the one who provided you with what you know. O believers, we are living during this time in the atmosphere of the summer season. It is one of the seasons of the year in which Allah has placed His wisdom, mercy, blessings, and bounty. In it, the days grow longer, and we feel the blessing of time. In it, the heat intensifies, causing the trees to bear fruit and the fruits to ripen. When its intensity and heat increase, we seek refuge in Allah from the heat and blaze of hellfire, and we ask Him the Exalted to make us among the people of Paradise who enjoy its blessings. Remember the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, من سأل الله الجنة ثلاث مرات قالت الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة ومن استجار من النار ثلاث مرات قالت النار اللهم أجره من النار. Whoever asks Allah for paradise three times, Paradise says, O Allah, admit him to Paradise. And whoever seeks protection from the fire three times, the fire says, O Allah, protect him from the fire. O servants of Allah, indeed, summer is a creation of Allah, ordained by His decree. It is not permissible to curse it or complain about it. Allah the Exalted said in the sacred hadith Qudsi, يُؤْذِينِ ابْنُ آدَمُ يَسُبُّ الدَّهْرُ وَأَنَا الدَّهْرُ بِيَدِ الْأَمْرُ أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارُ. The son of Adam hurts me by cursing time, while I am time. In my hand is the command, and I alternate the night and the day. It doesn't befit us to grumble about the heat of summer, especially with the comforts and means of luxury that have been made easy for us. So why don't we thank our Lord for these blessings and sources that our ancestors never enjoyed? They lived in this very land beneath the blazing sun, without coolers to ease the heat, without air conditioners to bring relief, and without vehicles to shorten long distances. They walked barefoot upon the scorching sands, rarely finding a tree to shade them. Yet, despite all of that, they were content with what their Lord had provided, patient in hardship and grateful in every condition. They continue to be grateful and diligent in their lives. Let us remember their condition and see how Allah has blessed us in our summer now. So be thankful to Allah, the bestower, and submit to His wisdom in His creation. Your Lord is exalted, says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْلِمُونَ.
And Allah has made for you from what He has created shadows, and has made for you from the mountains shelters, and has made for you garments to protect you from the heat, and garments to protect you from your violence. Thus, He completes His favor upon you that you might submit to Him.
فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين.
So praise be to Allah, Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, Lord of the worlds.
We raise our hands in prayer for our beloved country and express our gratitude to our leadership for the services and comforts they had ensured during the summer into the Emirates, into a season of beauty and ease, just like its serene winter. O believers, during the summer, our nation's institutions actively compete to offer beneficial programs and initiatives for the community. Programs that are safe for our children and aimed at promoting progress and prosperity. Summer centers are operating, Quran sessions are open, and circles of remembrance are held in our mosques. So take advantage for them, be keen to attend, and encourage your children to participate. You will earn a great reward when your children finish their summer break having memorized or read a portion or two of the Quran, having learned how to make wudu and perform prayer, how to recite the book of their Lord correctly, and having developed refined character and elevated manners. Don't let this pass by without gaining benefit. Instead, acquire practical skills, gain valuable knowledge, and dedicate part of your time to rest, recreation, physical activity, and strengthening your bodies. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ لِجَسَدِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّ. Indeed, your body has a right over you. O servants of Allah, send prayers and peace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, send your blessings, peace and favor upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow them in righteousness. O Allah, make us among those who truly believe in you with sincere and complete faith, and who worship you with true devotion. Grant us success in making the most of our time during the summer, and help us to understand your wisdom in this season. Grant us the ability to be dutiful to our parents, and have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young, O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, have mercy on all Muslim men and women, those who are alive and those who have passed away. O Allah, protect the United Arab Emirates, encompass it with your care, guard it with your protection, O Lord of the worlds. O servants of Allah, remember Allah the Almighty and Majestic, and He will remember you. Be grateful for His blessings, and He will increase you in favor. I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.